pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Understand Zoe Life. Zoe Life is life expressing all of the highest. Somebody say highest. And the best, somebody say best, which Christ is, and he gives to the saints. The Zoe life is the highest blessedness of the creature. Now we're not talking about just a little sprinkling of life. We're talking about the highest life. That doesn't mean necessarily you're going to drive a Maserati. That's good. Is you can afford it. But that's not necessarily the highest life. The highest life is a lot more than that. The best life, the Zoe life. You know, I was in a... I had to tell a story. I was on a little trip. I had to go somewhere, and I had to rent a car. And you know, those rental car guys are pretty good salesmen. He said, you know, I can upgrade you for $15 more per day, you know, or $10 more per day. So I walked out there, and he pointed over at a Maserati. No, what was it? I think it was, yeah. And he said, you know, I can get you in this for $100. I said, no. I said, my wife would kill me. I said, now, if she was here, maybe you might have a deal here. They got all kind of rental cars now. You know, I mean, you name it, they got it. It ain't just the little, you know, little cheap economy where you can't hardly fit in there. The Zoe life is the highest life. It has nothing to do with pride and arrogance. It's the life that God promised us. He didn't promise you a life of just getting by, hanging in there all the time, always the victim. You know, the boss on the job, the man ain't doing you right, and you know. No, God came to give you, as a matter of fact, in John 10:10, he says, in the first part, the thief cometh for first, but he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. That's the Zoe life. Amen. Tell somebody, I have Zoe life. Now, whether you live it or not is another story. Because sometimes your mind can be messed up. I don't mean you're crazy or anything, but your mind is so toxic with stuff that happens to you that you focus on the wrong stuff. You know, Elder was saying, you know, our words that come out of your mouth have to do with thoughts that you have. You can't hide it. You can pretend all you want, but you can't hide it over time, because a tree is known by fruit. And ultimately, the fruit is in your language. Now people can dress up with Christianese when they come into the church building, but on the ride home is different. Or when you get into a heated situation is different. The real you comes out. So what we want to express, or what we want to begin to manifest, is the Zoe life, all right? That's what this series is about, the life that you possess, amen, not just in theory. Amen. A lot of people, it's just, you know, a lot of pipe dream, but it's not. It's the life you possess. Now, my assignment and mandate is to get you to where you can understand how to walk it out. Because all that striving you're doing, you know it ain't got you nowhere. Amen. All that making a fuss, all that trying to climb up the corporate ladder your way, where has it gotten you? A headache, high blood, a lot of enemies on the job. Amen. Tell somebody it's time to do it God's way. Remember, he said, my yoke is easy. Why are you making your walk so hard? Well, you know, it's the rough side. You know, this is a suffering way. The devil is a liar and a loser. Look at somebody, tell them, if it's so hard, it's only because you're making it hard. God didn't make it hard. He paid the price for us. Amen. He took on all the hard stuff, and he said, I'll make you to be more than a conqueror. But it has to begin with our mindset and how we do life. Amen. How we do life. Not just what we believe, what we walk out. Are you walking out your belief? Are you walking out what you learn in a practical way? Are you appropriating these things in your situation, or are you just leaving it to this service where you come in and you feel better when you leave? But what do you leave with? Other than a good feeling. I said often, you know, anyone can come in the service or in the presence of God like this and feel better. Amen. You know, even get healed or get set free. But after you get free, you got to learn how to stay free. Because there's somebody that's ready to try to bring you back into bondage because you don't belong to him no more. Tell somebody, I never belonged to the devil. That's why we were slaves to him. Amen. Amen. He didn't own us. Amen. God knew us before the foundation of the world. Amen. We were his. We just allowed him to bring us into slavery till God said, all right, time to come out. Amen. And take care of the destiny I have for you. Amen? Amen. So the Zoe life is life expressing all of the highest. Somebody say highest.
Highest.
And best.
Yes.
Get that word best in your vocabulary.
Amen.
Come on, God desires for some of his children to have some of the best.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Nothing wrong with goodwill.
Amen. Amen.
I said, but see, it's always goodwill because that's where your mind is at.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Come on, I need to dig some stuff up here. You know, some people, now you got your mind on Hotel 6. When you could stay in a Conrad.
Amen.
If your mind was there. You know, Hotel 6, you see through the tiles and stuff be moving around. There'd be bugs up on it, stuff be moving around on you. No, I never stayed there, but I don't know. I hear the tiles are real thin. But my point is this, it's a mind thing. Because why? God has already given us Zoe life. It's already yours. But because of our upbringing, because of our background, sometimes because of the environment that surrounds us, that tries to dictate to us, peers, parents, grandparents, that spoke certain things in our life, that they just come out of the depression and they meant well, but their mind was depressed.
Amen.
With the depression.
Amen.
And so they knew how to make soup.
Amen.
You know, they knew how to get on the corner. And all that was good for them. because they had to survive. But even then, there was Zoe life. Come on, see, Zoe life is not dictated to nor governed by your environment. Zoe life is supposed to create your environment. Amen. I said it's supposed to create your environment. That may take a little time because some of us got to dig out deep, deep holes that we have dug through stuff we say, through thoughts we think, amen, through deeds we do. And so you got to dig your way out, but you got to start somewhere if you want the highest and the best. Now, that may not look the same to everybody. I think one of the things that I cherish as the highest and the best is family. Amen. Give me that above a private jet, even though that's on the, you know, that's on the list too. Give me that first. If I had to choose the two, take the jet. Amen. But that something as far as highest or best may be on your list. Well, God says it's the Zoe life. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, or have the Zoe life. So it belongs to us. What I want to talk about today is what I've entitled, Blessed Are the Peacemakers. Now, this may take a little twist from what some of us may think, and it may not. It may be exactly what you think. But let me start with, If we are going to understand spiritual authority, we must, well, let me say it this way. We must understand spiritual authority. That's our commission. We must understand our spiritual authority if we are going to wage effective warfare. Now, I want to change some of your perception of what warfare is. It ain't out shouting somebody. It's not bulldozing or bullying somebody. It's not, you know, using your will to try to control somebody. That's witchcraft. That's exactly what that is. That's witchcraft, manipulation. That's not spiritual authority. That's the way the devil operates. And that's what we have to distinguish ourselves from, how the world operates. The Bible says, be not conformed to the world. See, that's a problem with some, because they love God, but they operate like the world. They love God in their heart, but they're doing just like the world. And so you're going to get the world's results. But when you operate as God has commissioned us to operate, then you get his results. And they're distinctly different from the way the world operates. So some of us are going to have a shift. I heard somebody mention this morning about a shift. I think it was Sister Patrice in that word she was speaking, a shift. You have to have a shift in your mind as to how God operates. You might have been a fighter all your life. Amen. And just, you know, just have to fight for everything. Well, you don't have to fight for everything now. Amen. Jesus fought for you. Amen. And let me tell you something. The renewed mind is bigger than your personality. Amen. Well, that's just how I is. And you know, no. You got to be delivered from that. Amen. I just always been like, well, you need to tone it down.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.